heart has been washed clean. When I run, no, I'm running from the path of sin. To the world, it might look crazy. There's just no telling what you're coming to. In that moment, Jesus gets a hold of you. Oh, when I shout, no, I'm shouting from my heart that's been washed clean. When I run, no, I'm running from a past that's been redeemed. To the world, it might look crazy. There's just no telling what you're gonna do.
Thanks.
my name he takes. Oh, my past he raised, my past he raised, my name he takes. Let's testify.
You raise that banner. Give the Lord your praise. Give the Lord your honor. My past has been erased. What a change God has made. You ought to thank God for that erasing, that powerful change of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Sister Mildred Martin needs a touch from God tonight. Aubrey Jacks, Grandma Savala is needing healing in her body. Sister Nina went home a while ago sick. We want the Lord to minister to her. And we want to thank the Lord for his answers tonight that he will give, other than just physical needs tonight. Amen. Our God can heal the body. But my God can heal the soul. My God makes a way when there seemeth not to be a way. How many of you have a need right now that is not just a physical need? You need something of the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. The God of heaven sees every need. Amen. How many of you, you need something physical tonight? Maybe a touch in your body. Amen. I believe God is here. Brother Riley, want to breathe the Lord to touch him. He's headed to Houston. Want God to heal his body tonight as well. Amen. We're believing the Lord for that healing virtue to flow. And how many needs God just go ahead and pour his blessings on your life? Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go before the throne of grace right now. Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost this evening, Lord. There's no thing like you, God, but there's none other like you. You're God alone. You're God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, oh Lord. We trust and we believe you tonight, God, for what you have. We thank you for the answers, Lord Jesus, that you've given. And we come before your throne tonight, God, in faith. We worship, we praise you, we magnify you together. Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Now, would you give the Lord that praise? Now, would you shout unto God? Come on, the answer tonight. I believe God when I pray. In fact, why go through prayer requests and pray if I don't believe what I'm asking for? Specific prayers get. We believe in God right now. Right now. Amen. I believe God can touch Sister Mildred right now in this service. Right now. Right now. God is able to touch Sister Nina right now. Right now. God is able to touch Sister Savala right now. And the Holy Ghost is here to fill your cup right now. Lift your hands and let the Holy Ghost. Come on. Let the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost right now. Give liberty to the Holy Ghost. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
my hands of praise. He knows just where I've been. He stands at attention every time I mention the wonders of His mercy and His grace. Oh, how He loves my praise. When He sees my face, He knows the story. When He sees my hands of praise, He knows just where I've been. The wonders of His mercy and His grace. Oh, how He loves my praise. Oh, how He loves my praise.
When He sees my praise, He knows the story.
He stands at attention every time I mention the wonders of His mercy and His grace. Oh, how He loves my praise. Oh, how He loves my praise.
When He sees my praise, He knows the story. My hands are praised. He knows just where I've been. He stands at attention
every time I mention the wonders of His mercy and His grace. Oh, how He loves my
says Your name. He loves it when I shout, Hosanna in the highest.
I can't keep quiet. Oh, how He loves my praise. Oh, how He loves my praise.
He loves it when I say,
your hands to the Lord as they sing it. Come on, somebody just worship the King. He's here.
He loves it when I say, He loves it when I say, hallelujah. He loves it when I sing, matchless is Your name.
Oh, how He loves my praise. How He loves my praise.
Come on, He loves it. it when you love him.
He loves it when I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He loves it when I sing. Matchless is your name. He loves it when I shout, Hosanna in the highest.
I can't keep quiet. Oh, how he loves me.
He stands at attention.
You ought to thank the Lord tonight.
Every time I mention the wonders of his mercy and his grace. Oh, how he loves.
Is here. Hallelujah. Would you crown the Lord with us? About crown. Lord, we adore you. We adore you. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on. Let's take that time. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Somebody raise that banner. Oh, go ahead. Hallelujah. Come on. God's healing somebody right here tonight. Yes. The Holy Ghost is here, right here tonight. Yes. Come on, wade in the Holy Ghost. Wade in the waters of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. There's a depth in the Holy Ghost for you tonight. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify and worship you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would somebody from your heart just even say hallelujah? Let it be, come on, let it be from your heart tonight.
He loves it when I say hallelujah.
Come on, would you let the
hallelujah.
Holy Ghost? Would you let the
he
Holy
loves
Ghost?
It when I
would you let the Holy Ghost?
That's what says your name. He loves it when I shout. He loves it when I say,
hallelujah.
Oh, he loves it when I say,
Lord, your praise tonight. Hallelujah. We're so thankful for the beauty of the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Praise God. What a joy to be able to praise the King of Kings and feel the worship. Amen. Beginning to lift me up. Hallelujah. My God's not dead tonight. There's a very lively power of the Holy Ghost ministry. Oh, hallelujah. And you see, if you let God, God will do things that you need to do, what he needs to do in your life. Would you unroll, come on, that carpet for God. Unroll that red carpet of welcome and honor to the King of Kings right now. God, I give you liberty. I give you welcome. I give you that tonight. Big shackles falls off when you give the King the liberty to set you free. My. My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. My Jesus, my Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's just magnify him.
Right away. The light in this hour is still shining bright. Let us work while we still
Hallelujah. Our time is now. The finest hour to live for God, but the finest hour to share is right now. I don't have tomorrow, I have right now. The time is winding up. I got today. Today's the day of salvation. We must be busy doing the master's business today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you pray for somebody that you know that needs the Holy Ghost right now? Would you lift your hands and I want you to call somebody's name that you know that needs the gift of God right now in their life. Hallelujah. Jesus, in your name. In your name, Jesus. God, we believe and we trust you, Lord, tonight. Holy and righteous you are, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we pray, we need to pray believing the Lord. In fact, when I call the name out in prayer, I'm believing and trusting God when I pray that God immediately touches. Sister Susie, when I pray for your husband, and immediately I pray and I believe God when I pray to touch him.
Right.
Hallelujah. When I pray for your family, amen. Brother Murray, when I call your mother's name out in prayer, I believe in God to touch right then. Hallelujah. Our God's a great God, isn't he? Answering God. Amen. Praise God. Sister Kristen needs prayer. We failed to mention Sister Kristen, our little sister. Let me just say this. She's probably listening, but I'm not mean to embarrass her at all, but this little lady has had multiple surgeries in the last couple of years. Very, very painful situation. And I know we had prayer requests a while ago, but I want you to pray for Sister Kristen's body. Amen. She comes to the house of the Lord, and she's very strong. But I want to tell you, she is very much in pain, and I want the Lord to heal her.
God,
amen. Throughout her body tonight. God. Amen. Would you believe the Lord? Let us approach the Lord.
And
God, we pray for Sister Kristen right now, Lord, that you would heal and minister. Thank you, dear Father, for the answers, Jesus, that you have. Thank you today, Jesus, for the power of your Spirit. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. We love, we praise you. Your name, Jesus. Thank you for the answers. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Blessed Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. So be it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Tonight after service is birthday anniversary service at Fellowship. And also we have leadership planning on the 8th for those departments with events in April, May, and June. But also, amen, we will continue revival Tuesday and Thursday this week. Bible quiz tournament is happening Friday and Saturday. Please listen. Sister Becky is desperately needing volunteers, those who can come and help us. I need some people to help us Thursday. I don't know what time yet. But Brother Vladimir Goodrum is going to be bringing his tent. And to set up that tent, I need about 6 strong backs to help us. Young men, if you can, if you're able, on Thursday to help us set it up. Amen. It would be a blessing. Also, just get with me if you can. Let me say this, our Bible quiz tournament every year is a blessing to so many people. Whatever you could do to help us here at the church prepare, we need staff to help us and those to help make it smoothly, and we appreciate your help. Also, our ladies, Sister Courtney is making Valentine cookies for the cookie sale, and I tasted one today, and strawberry. I'm telling you, if you like strawberry Pop-Tart, it was very similar to that. Very delicious. And I'm telling you, amen, if you only knew.
Wonderful.
Amen, I'm telling you, it is tremendous. She has other flavors, other shapes, and beautiful things that she makes. And there's a list in the foyer. You can pick that up and make sure you quickly sell. And tell this, share this, and do what you can to help us out. Amen. We're so blessed tonight to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Let's receive our offering tonight. Let me just say this. Amen. Revival is something that we want to take care of our evangelists. Amen. And let me say this. An evangelist comes. There's a lot of expenses in revival, a lot of different things. And this church has been always faithful to bless and to give and to sacrifice. Tonight, I'm going to just ask you, in order for revival to go forth this week, we need you to give, not weekly. We need to give. We need you to give. Amen. Very, very much tonight. Amen. Extra. You can bless the kingdom of the Lord. I want to see souls filled with the Holy Ghost. How about you? Amen. So if you would dig deep tonight and give, amen. God bless you for bringing your offering. Amen. Let's make this worthwhile this night. Amen. By giving to the Lord, you're making room for God to bless. God, thank you for the offering in Jesus' name. Amen. March and give tonight.
Soon this life will all be over, and our pilgrimage will end.
Just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this low and sinful state. Well, then we'll enter heaven's portal, sleeping through those pearly gates.
Soon we'll see the light of morning, and a new day will begin. Soon we'll hear our Father calling, come my children, enter in. Then we'll hear a choir of angels singing out the victory song. All our troubles will be
heaven's portal, sweeping through those pearly gates.
Soon we'll meet again our loved ones, and we'll take them by the hand. Soon we'll press them to our bosom over in the promised land. Then we'll be at home forever.
Blessed morning, that eternal
voice. Oh, you ought to sing it tonight.
Just a little while to wait.
Oh, just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor. Then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through those pearly gates.
Soon we'll meet again our loved ones, and we'll take them by the hand.
Are you looking forward to that day?
Soon we'll press them to our bosom over in the promised land. Then we'll be at home forever.
Forever and ever.
Eternity. Why?
a little while to wait. Just a little labor in that path that's always straight. Now, well, just a little while to wait, just a little while too late,
in the path that's always straight, just a little more trouble.
Think about it. Going to be all over soon.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a day.
Woo!
What a day. What a day. What a day.
Oh,
praise God.
Soon and very soon.
Praise God.
Woo,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're thankful for the beauty of the Holy Ghost tonight. The identity of the mighty God. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. We're so thankful that you're here tonight. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The only way that, amen, revival can go forward, if you help us this week, promote it on Facebook, promote it texting, promote it in different manners.
Yes.
Amen. How many's going to help me?
Yes.
Amen. Do that. God bless you. Amen. And be here Tuesday. Amen. We're ready for God to do great things. Bring somebody with you to the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Brother Main wants you to come and obey the Holy Ghost.
Give me that old-time religion.
Come on, why don't you lift your voice tonight?
Religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion.
Come on, if you're bodily able, why don't you stand on your feet tonight and put your hands together for the Lord?
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that
old-time religion.
Give me that old-time
religion.
Give me that Holy Ghost religion. Give me that
Holy Ghost religion.
Makes me love everybody.
Come on, is that what you want tonight?
Everybody makes me love.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, it's good. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I am dying. It will do when I am dying. It's good enough for me.
Give me that old time religion. believe that tonight? I wonder if it still excites you tonight. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! If it was good enough for Paul and Silas while they was wrapped up in the jail, it's good enough for me. If it was good enough for Mama and Daddy, it's good enough for me. If it worked back then, it's gonna work right now. Oh, you ain't excited about it tonight. I wonder if talking about the Holy Ghost still excites you. I wonder if singing about the rapture still excites you. Well, hallelujah. Woo, I feel something in the Holy Ghost right now. It's good enough for me. I wish you had enough gumption to turn to your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, don't you... Neighbor, don't get in my way.
Don't get in my way.
Woo, I wish you believed it tonight. You ever watch God heal somebody's body? You ever watch God baptize someone in the Holy Ghost? Woo! You ever watch God fix a broken marriage? Then, my friend, if God done it in time past, God's able to do it right now. There's nothing too big for my God. Hey, Shandarabako. I wish somebody could give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, you ain't hearing it tonight. And my soul cries out, hallelujah. I wonder if you got a little bit of praise in you tonight. I wonder if you get a little hand clap in you tonight. And my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God for saving me. It's still fresh on my mind that when I went down in the watery grave of baptism and I rose up a new man. It's good enough for me. Woo. Why don't you take about 30 seconds and you be obedient to the Holy Ghost? Apostolic Lighthouse, is that how good God's been? I wonder if you can give him some praise in advance for what he's about to do. I wish I had about 150 folks that were still radical for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel it tonight. Amen, amen, amen. What a wonderful God that we serve. Why don't you give him one more good hand clap of praise? Woo! It keeps rolling through my mind when I think of the goodness of Jesus. And you don't know like I know what he's done for me. Woo. If you knew like I knew, then that maybe you'd understand why Tim Maine's a little bit crazy for Jesus. You might judge me tonight. You might say something about the way I worship, but I didn't come to worship you. Hey, I come to worship the one and only true God. Because the Bible tells me that he is still moved. And if he can still be moved, then I am going to praise him with everything that I have. Hallelujah. Because if I don't do it, woo, I'm going to get replaced by some rocks. Woo. You know why I get really excited about Jesus? Because he said, what was in your grandmother Lois? You better remember, old boy, that you can lose what you have. Woo! We're one day away. We're one service away from losing what we got with Jesus. But my mind's made up. He's been too good. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I feel like we've got to the point where we have worshiped him, and now when we enthrone him, he answers. So we're going to dig into the word for a little while now. We've had a good time of worship, we've had a good time of praise, and now we're going to have a good time in the word. Oh, how must we hear? Well, God, we got to hear the word. I don't know about you, but folks, there's been some mighty lonely times in Tim Maine's life. There's been some confusing times. You say, oh, confusion isn't of God. Yes, I understand that. There's been some confusion. There's been times of misunderstandings. And folks, it was only the Word of God that would bring comfort. I don't know if you've been to that point where all you can do is stand and you pick up that word and you cling more closely to that word. And you say, God, this is all I have because this is all I need. People are fickle. Situations are fickle. But I am thankful that my God is a constant. Amen. Is it okay tonight if I just preach my heart for a little while? Amen. And I know some of you will not believe me, but I'm going to go ahead and say I don't feel like I'll be very long-winded tonight. Amen. And some of y'all scared to death say, amen. Woo! Amen. And I give honor to Pastor Cross White, to his family, and I appreciate a man of God with a vision. Happen if everybody in the house caught a hold of the vision. Whoa. Oh Lord, y'all's nervous now. Whoa. I wonder what would happen in the next 90 days
if we got sold out to the vision. See, I expected that response. And we got five people on, but wow, wow, wow. Catch a hold of the vision. Wow, yeah, no kidding. That means that I got to move some things out of my life. And I give honor tonight to Pastor Bolton, his wife, and they've been in fellowship with us in the church. And I'm believing God's sending revival. Amen. And I am thankful that God is still in the soul-saving business. To each of our guests, whom you may be this evening, I give you honor, and I do say that you respond to God the way you know how, and God will do the rest. But the most important thing to do is to get intimidated, my friend, and to say, well, I don't know that I'd be even accepted here. That's a lie from the pit of hell. So you respond to God the way you know how, and God will do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know I've said it many a time, and I'll probably say it every time that I take a pulpit, because every young person in middle age and old people need to hear it. I'm thankful for sound voices. Amen. Woo, I feel something right now. Would you lift your voice in prayer for a moment? Hallelujah. Shantareka. Yeah, almost. It's good enough for me. God, you come to give answers. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter number 17. We will be reading from verse number 14. And I ask their apologies this evening. I didn't mention them. I'm thankful for Brother and Sister Watson. Okay, let's try it again. I'm thankful for Brother and Sister Watson. There we go. I'm glad we got one person alive right now. Amen. I don't know if you're nervous or I'm nervous. I'm swelling. I'm sweating. Yeah, so that wasn't that funny, Brother Watson. And when they were come to the multitude, there come to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. For he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, for oft time he falleth into the fire and oft into the waters. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Somebody better hear me from the get-go tonight. Lord, have mercy on my son. Yes. I need you to pay attention to a few contexts in the reading this morning or this evening. And Lord, have mercy on my son. I wonder if some of you mama and daddies can lift your voice with me and say, Lord, have mercy on my child. Woo-hoo! And that smote your heart, don't it? Right there at that very moment. Just saying them few words, Lord, have mercy on my child.
Yes.
God, have mercy on my child. And I brought him to thy disciples. I brought him to the church. And they couldn't cure him. It matters that we're much more than just Pentecostal. We better not just be apostolic in name, we better be apostolic in demonstration.
Because, my friend, if we're just apostolic in name, we're nothing more than a social club. But I want to be apostolic in power and in the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Well, hallelujah. Then Jesus answered. Some of y'all pay attention. These next few words are crucial. Then Jesus answered and said, "Oh, faithless and perverse or distracted." We think perverse just means physical lust. No, that perverse means or distraction. Or distracted generation. Yeah. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? And then he would just say something so piercing. Bring him hither to me. And I think he probably said it out of frustration.
Yeah.
Y'all been with me? You've seen me do this? Bring him here. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart. They was too ashamed to go and say, "My goodness, where'd we fail? We've seen you do it. Why couldn't we do it?"
Yeah.
And then it's just like he just slaps them really hard right here. Why didn't it say the disciples come to Jesus? They had to be ashamed that this little boy just whipped us. This little boy just made me question everything that I've ever known. They came to Jesus apart and said, "Why could we not cast them out?" And Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you. Individually, you got to make this thing personal, my friend.
Right.
He didn't say, "And then you shall pray in my name, remove this mountain." He said, "You personally." Right. Every young person, look at Brother Maine. Boy, we had elder folk looking at Brother Maine just right now. Praise God. For as a man thinketh, if you old and you feel young, praise God.
Yeah.
For you. For you, Brittany, you. Watch what your Bible says. You ready for this? You ready for this, Sister Brittany? I know you can't see me, but my chin probably. But I'm standing on my tippy toes. I got cramps in my calves right now. I'm trying to look over for you. Look at me, Brittany. Listen what the Bible says to you. You ready? You shall say unto this mountain.
Right.
Remove hence to yonder place. And it shall remove. Period. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. You want to watch God work miraculous things in the church? You want to watch God work miraculous things in your life? You want to watch God do things through you and not just for you? Then you have to be spiritual. How be it this kind? You know, I don't think when he said, "How be it this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting," I don't think he was just talking about the devil. I also think he was talking about this mountain.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't even with me. This mountain. You shall say unto this mountain. Woo! We finna hit a head on right now. Because of your unbelief. He said, "This ain't my problem."
Right.
I've done try to show you. And God done try to show up tonight, and some of us are waiting for God to strike lightning and hit us. Well, I didn't feel the tingles when everybody else did, so Jesus missed me. No, that's hogwash. That's ridiculous. It's because you weren't willing to respond.
because of your unbelief. Okay. So what's the remedy to that? Jesus said, if you have faith, as is a tiny mustard seed, just a little bitty thing, you shall say to this mountain, by the help of the Holy Ghost this evening, for just a few minutes, I want to preach, you're in control of your mountain. You are in control of your mountain, and you may be seated. And you say, Brother Main, what mountain? I'm talking about the current mountain that you're facing. I'm talking about the mounting stress, and I'm talking about fear. I'm talking about misunderstanding, and I'm talking about things that you've never allowed yourself to heal of. Right. I'm talking about mountains of the past, and I'm talking about the things that will cloud your future of what God has already said. I have already promised you. But there's some things I believe that God has promised us, but we are not in position for Him to deliver. Okay. I'm not talking just about mountains that you've already conquered and faced, and you climbed over that thing and the Lord allowed you to walk on the mountaintop for a little while till He descended you back into the valley. See, we think the valley isn't nothing but a place of death. But some of the richest nutrition is grown in the valleys. It's where the rain would run off and the provision of the Lord goes ahead, and He just causes us to bask in His presence and His provision. I'm talking about this evening mountains that was developed when you was a child. I'm talking about mountains tonight that you have never allowed yourself to heal from. I'm talking about from hidden sin. I'm talking about from disappointments. Mountains that have allowed you to feel like you can never achieve what God has called you to be. Everybody in this house tonight, it don't matter who you are, it don't matter how long you've been in church, it don't even matter if you got the Holy Ghost right now. Every person in this building has a mountain that you're facing. It don't matter how financially well off you are. It don't matter how affluent you are. It don't matter how well kept you are. Everybody is dealing with something that nobody else gets to see. But my friend, I believe it's an echo tonight in the witness of the Holy Ghost that God is sick and tired of you dealing with them mountains. I think it goes without being said tonight that when the presence of the Lord is so prevalent, there is such a liberty that I can leap over walls. Because it's not the will of God for that mountain to rule your life. It's not the will of God for that mountain to make you question whether God loves you or not. It's not the will of God, mom and dad, for this mountain to question whether you're a good parent or whether you failed or whether it was your fault or why they walked away. It's the mountains of It's the mountains of that disgruntledness that makes you question everything that God has already done. Well, I've already healed. I've already delivered. I've already set free. But this mountain, you're not willing to turn loose of this mountain. Oh, Jesus. My friend, it isn't the will of God for anybody tonight to leave this building without Him touching you. All right. But in order for God to do something in your life, you got to put action with it. You got to say, you know what, God, there's things that I've been through that I don't understand why I'm going through it. But God, I refuse for this to destroy me. I want everybody to lift your hands in this house for a moment. God, whatever.
God, there's a nasty spirit that just walked into this. Come on, pray tonight. God, you've given us story.
Let me tell you something. There's things from the past that there is people under the sound of my voice right now that you've allowed it to misconstrue your vision of who God is. It's mountains that you've allowed to develop. But I don't believe it's the will of God for you just to sit by and for you to be lazy enough to just say, oh God, why am I going through this again? No, my friend, if you truly want deliverance, then it is everything within you to rise to your feet and there to be a shout in your voice to say, I refuse to be the same way that I've always been. Hey, hallelujah. You got to speak to the mountain. And when you finally get to that place where you start speaking directly to things, this mountain, I'm tired of dealing with it. You got to go. You got to be removed. Let me tell you something. Mountains sometimes are people we associate with. If I don't want to be identified as something, I'm not going to hang out with that. Brother Maine. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Brother Maine, what are you saying then tonight? You're not going to associate with people that's different from you? No, I'm not saying that. I believe God can save anybody. But I am not going to allow myself to stoop to anybody's level because I know where God brought me from. All right, here we go. And he would say, you got to speak to this mountain. If I don't know anything else tonight, I know one thing. Whenever God speaks, it's final. It's done. People get in their religious mode and they only expect to see traditional blessings. We come to church Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. Woo, pat me on the back. Come on. Oh, yeah. Woo. Some of y'all didn't see that. Okay, hold on. I come to church on Tuesday. I come to church on Thursday. I come to church on Sunday. You are creating a false reality. Because we want traditional religion, but we want a supernatural experience. It don't happen like that. If we want the supernatural, we have to be spiritual. If you want God to move in a supernatural way, then you have to quit being carnal. Okay, I got to work for a minute. Okay, here. We'll just, they said somebody grab a sickle, somebody grab a plow. Well, I got my hand on a plow right now. We want blessings we've never seen before. But we don't want to do anything new. If you want God to do something new in your life, you got to do something else that you've never done. Why in the world can we cast out the devil? What's wrong with us? If you ever have to question what's wrong with me and why can't I get through some things, you don't need an answer. You need a prayer meeting. You need to reposition your priority of saying, God, help me to decrease that you might increase in me. And Brittany, it's going through things in life and it's saying, I'm fed up with some things. I don't know you. You don't know me. I ain't ever met you, I don't think. I think I walked by and gave you a fist bump. Praise God. But when you get tired enough, sis, and you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, I'm done fooling with things. You watch God save people through you.
That's right.
You hear me? You said it about a week ago. God, I need help. God, I need direction. I don't know how much more I can go through. But you're too worried about everybody else thinking something crazy about you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You hear me? Nobody else was around about a week ago. There's tears flowing on a pillow. And you didn't think nobody hurt. Because you don't even think God loves you, sis. God loves you more than you'll ever know. You hear me? Don't you fight it tonight. God sent a little preacher here tonight. And I know this might be uncomfortable. But sis, I'm willing to be uncomfortable to make sure that you know that you still have a place in God. That you're not too far away. If you don't want to be. But you got to start taking authority over things. You got to get something deep within you to say, this mountain. And when you are man and woman enough in your relationship with Him for you to take accountability of the things that you have faced. Because I don't believe there's a devil behind every bush causing you to fail. I believe it's because you're lazy in the Holy Ghost. He's not hiding behind every bush, sticking his foot out, trying to make you trip and fail. It just don't happen like that. The Bible tells me that he goes to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. That tells me when I am so perverse, when I am so distracted with everything else. Woo! You know how easy it is, Brother Butler, for the devil just to step back and watch me destroy myself. I don't know if I've told this church this. My family would look at me and say, Brother Maine, you can save the world, but you can't save your own family. There's parents in this house tonight that your babies have walked out on God. It is not your fault. Well, I got my hand on the plow, so I'm just about to hit some roots, okay? There's elders in this house that things has happened and God hasn't delivered like you thought He should. That don't mean God's done. So why in the world did you get comfortable? Why in the world did you just show up to church and say, I'm just going to make it through. I'm going through. I'm going through. No, no, no. You ain't even getting that song right. When you are going through something, that means you are actively growing. Oh, here we go. And so, Sister Anna, there's mountains that I allow to develop because I don't want to deal with some things because of the shame, the fear, the guilt. And Jesus would look at them and say, you're faithless.
Yeah.
How many of you, I'm asking honestly tonight, how many of you have God ever done something for? Then why do you question whether tonight's your night or not? If God's been good in the past, then why ain't God still good? What happened to persuade you that God wasn't the same? Because I guarantee you when God answered that prayer, boy, you was huckabucking, you were boogalooing, you were getting with it. Amen. I'm as hillbilly as somebody with six toes. But my friend, if you would believe in the word alone, let me tell you something. If you could believe in the word when God speaks it and it's final and it's done, then why in the world do you play God so much?
Oh my.
You say, why am I playing God? Yeah, I'm asking, why do you play God then? Why do you get to justify what mountain is right and what mountain's wrong? Because as Elder, as long as we're sitting there and we're staring at things that's always faced us, but we're too fearful to deal with them. And you're playing God. Brittany, we're playing God. And it's fearful. Because what if God comes back tonight? Some of us would like to think that we're going to heaven. Oh, okay, here we go. I'm about to throw out some Timmyism. I don't believe this is in the Bible, but I'm going to say a Timmyism real quick, okay? Some of y'all nervous as ever. Y'all like, go back up there. Okay, Brother Bolton, I'll preach with you. You're the only one preaching with me tonight. You and Brother Crossway, y'all the only one supporting me. Praise God. I like your tie.
Thank you, sir.
I got to say something nice.
That's right. Please.
Why would God allow there to be a substitution for your foolishness? Huh?
That's right.
Brother Club, why would God allow there to be a substitution for your sin but not me?
All right.
Oh, but we're all going to heaven. If you believe in heaven, you better believe in hell. So, okay, let's get back to talking about mountains, okay? So we develop things so big that I don't even feel like God can touch it anymore. Because if there was people in this house tonight, right now, that you believed that when I said nothing shall be impossible to you, but you sat there unmoved.
All right.
Where's the power of the Word of God in your relationship anymore? Oh, okay. I believe wholeheartedly that when my wife was paralyzed from having Genesis, I haven't talked about this yet. I'm about to run a... I don't know if it's a good message or something. I'm about to run a message, okay? Brother, I would lay my Bible on my wife's lap. She was paralyzed from the waist down, couldn't move. She would drape her hair over and we'd begin to pray. God, I want you to take this mountain. There's mountains that we acquire from things that are not our fault. But what you do with them matters. There's things, young people, you look at Brother Maine. Mama and Daddy might not want to live for God, but don't you adapt their mountain to become yours. Because there is a cool bus that will pick you up. If you really believed in the Word of God, and we couldn't even hardly sleep at night. My wife, I'll talk about this coming up in another service. I'm not going to talk about it right now. But when's the last time you proved God? When's the last time, Sister Natalie, that you proved God? That you said, God, do you even know where I am? There's people in this house tonight that you're questioning. Brother Maine, you're talking about some stuff I don't want to expose. But y'all think I've been rabbit trailing and I've been all over the place. No, I'm right where I need to be right now. Okay, here we go. I'm not going to fight anymore. I'm just going to say it. I think it's past time that there should be enough people with enough Holy Ghost that you have a backbone. That you have a backbone enough to stand up to things that have faced you for too long. Because when you get a backbone strong enough in Him, that there is a spiritual drive, it's going to cause you to want to change. If you're always dealing with things and creating more mountains because you refuse to get right with God, then why in the world do you think it's God's job to deliver you anyways? Why? I am asking honestly tonight. If we continue to be foolish, then He is not a bad God when He don't answer. He's not. Because I created the situation. I am responsible, Sister Coco. I have to take accountability. You want delivered? you want to get the joy of the Holy Ghost like you've never had, then you have to do what you've never done. That's why I believe that the disciples went to him apart. Because I believe some of the disciples may have been sold out a little bit more than others. What about Demas? Demas having loved this present world. Don't you tell me that you're so close to Jesus that you can't fail. Because when you allow there to be a perverseness to come into your mind and in your life, and I'm talking about the distracting things, then why do you think God's going to show up and deliver? Oh, okay. But when you get enough Holy Ghost backbone, that's when you're able to stand up and say, enough. Enough. I'm tired of dealing with this. I got my mind made up and I am not going to deal with this anymore. I wonder when the last time you looked in the mirror and you said, enough. I am done. It's the guilt and the shame of watching them walk away, but enough. I am no longer allowing this to plague my mind. Oh, here we go. I am no longer going to allow there to be things in my life that I just sit by and I watch it destroy everything around me. Because when you allow things to start destroying you, you don't even take into account who you drag down with you. You start grabbing for everything around you just to make sure that you're comfortable with it. But I'm thankful to know that there was the passion of a daddy that saw his son suffering and said, enough! Every mom and dad, every grandparent in this building, you hear me tonight. It's a time where you quit coddling the things and the excuses of children. And you stand up with a backbone and you say, enough. I'm tired of the excuses. I am tired of trying to... here we go. I'm tired of trying to lay my religion down when I'm around my backslid family. I know I'm treading on thin, thin ice. And I know I'm touching on a touchy, touchy subject. But when I go to family reunions, I don't try to blend in. Because there's a time in my life where I got a backbone to say enough's enough. I don't put up with it. Say, brother, man, you're hateful. Yeah, I guess I am hateful. But I want to go to heaven more than I want to please everybody. I want to go to heaven more than I want to please my mom and dad. Because enough is enough. Because until you get a backbone enough to say enough, I'm tired of dealing with this. I'm tired of dealing with the guilt. I'm tired of dealing with the shame. Then how can we ever expect God to heal our sons and our daughters? While we're willing to be embracive of things. I believe in the mercy of God. But I also believe in the passion of a daddy that was sick and tired of seeing his baby go through something. There's mom and dads in this house tonight that you've had loved ones walk out. And I said this Thursday night, and I believe it with my whole heart, and I have prayed about it, and I have prayed about it, and I prayed about it. There's some things that's just not your fault. But we create it into a mountain. And that mountain then chokes out every bit of spirituality that I desire to be. It was a daddy that was passionate to see his family healed. It was a daddy that was passionate. Brother Charlie, but I am so tired of watching my son struggle with this thing. He cast himself into the fire. He cast himself off and into the water. And a daddy just said enough. When's the last time you got a backbone enough to say, I'm done struggling? I'm done playing. And then you just say, remove hence to yonder place. I'm preaching one message tonight, but everybody's hearing something different right now. And that reason is because everybody in this house is fighting something else. There's spouses in this building that you're fighting something that your spouse isn't fighting. It don't matter if it's a mountain of sickness. It don't matter if it's the mountain of debt or despair, loneliness, discouragement. Whatever you might be facing right now, it's your responsibility to get over. How many of y'all knows God's faithful? Then why are some of y'all sitting there since I've been preaching, I can come and put my hand on people's shoulders, that you don't even believe what we're preaching tonight? How many of y'all still believe God delivers? I believe God still delivers. I truly believe that, Charlie. Let me tell you why I truly believe that. Because God delivered Tim Maine. If God can deliver Tim Maine, then why can't God deliver you? Huh? Huh? What'd you say? God delivered you too. It's mountains. It's mountains that we develop. It's mountains that we create a false reality from. But we'll build so many mountains that we get stuck in the valley. And we stay there and we feel like God hates us. How do we get beyond them things? How do we grow from that point? How do we move on from them things, Brittany? But it's going to hurt people that I love. It's going to hurt people that I care about. I want to go to heaven. And if I got to do something to separate myself, I'm going to do it. I got to do it. As a dad, I have two daughters. Y'all got to meet the crazy, well, the smiley one and the crazy one the other night. But I asked y'all one of the first service, how would you react if I come busting up in your house? I waited to say this until y'all got to meet my family. You want me to tell you how I would react to somebody busting my house? I'm going to do everything I can do to kill you. Because I've done made up my mind, enough is enough. We've already been through enough things that I refuse for other outside sources to come in and destroy my family. Okay? There's got to be I feel like I'm fighting for one person tonight, right now. That you've already made up your mind that if God, you don't touch me tonight, then God, I doubt I ever show back up to church. That's how passionate I feel in my spirit right now. We got good Pentecostal people sitting on pews that you haven't moved in a long time. It's because of mountains you've developed. But Brother Maine, there was things that wasn't my fault, but you allow that thing that was not your fault to turn into a stumbling place. Brother Maine, I ain't felt the joy of the Holy Ghost in a long time. Then whose fault is that? Brother Maine didn't come to be mean tonight, but Brother Maine come to stir something up. If you get to the point, Brother Jeff, that if you say, well, I'm just so downtrodden in God, whose fault is that? It definitely
definitely ain't God's fault, my friend, because God is just and God stays the same. But if you get tired of playing in sin, you get tired of playing in things of life, it's critical that every individual in this house, I know there's people tonight that don't want to move or respond, because I know I'm not preaching the good, feel good, soft message right now. I'm preaching accountability. I am preaching that you got to become what you desire for God to use. Oh, okay, here's another way to look at it. If God called you to do something, would you allow yourself to be qualified enough? If God called you right now, would you just say, well, I can't do that? Y'all, this is comical. But it's going to be the death of some of us. It's funny as ever, God called me. No way. Jesus, he can't do something like that with someone like me. That's because you've convinced yourself of it.
Come on.
You ain't a stinking puppet.
That's right.
And he's not a God that's going to hold a little string up and make you dance when he says dance. You got your own will and you got your own desire. But until you respond to God, don't you think God's going to deliver you?
Amen.
Don't you think God's going to move? Don't you think God's just going to poof, there you go, you're delivered? No, it's the determination within the heart of a man. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody lift your hands with me. I'm telling you tonight, it's when you begin to entertain the things that created the mountain that's going to cause you to not be delivered. I keep feeling it tonight, and I don't know why I feel it so strong. But some of you, y'all better read between the lines. We got little ears right now. Some of y'all better quit playing with the spirit of lust. I have fought this. I hope this is okay, Elder. I have fought this for about 10 minutes now. Secret sin will turn into physical mountains. You know what I think we need a revival in of the apostolic church? We need a revival of turning off phones. We need a revival of getting off Facebook. Because God expects us to take charge. That's why he looked at him and said, because of your unbelief. How long shall I suffer you? And it's like when I read that scripture, Brother Bolton, it's like I could hear him echoing, how long shall I suffer? How long should we grieve him? If we knew tonight we had an opportunity to go to heaven, what would you do to get there? I'm serious. There's an automobile accident that took the life of a 16-year-old boy about a week ago. He was in the church. But you know what he did the night before? He took a young lady out.
What if tonight's our last opportunity? But we're busy thinking about mountains. I'm telling you, I love sinners, but I'm telling you, I'm fed up with spirits trying to take control of the church. I literally feel sick tonight because God is trying to cause there to be a revival of deliverance, but we're too busy coddling the pet sin. It's mountains. It's mountains that we're playing around with. I'll use big words so everybody understands it except little ears. But the promiscuity that you're trying to play around with secretly, they turn into physical mountains. And then you get mad whenever you feel like you lost out with God. But when God starts exposing things, young men, when God starts exposing, we ain't turning off our telephones. You know how them things are manifest, Brother Butler? Them things are manifest because when you start preaching about the word and you start preaching things that are cutting. Let me tell everybody a secret tonight, okay? God's not going to reveal repented sin. God won't reveal repented sin. Because how can God reveal something he's already forgot about? But when we want to coddle things from the outward to make sure that it matches everybody's vision inside, and we allow the world to now become the reflection, or the church to become the reflection of the world. Sis, I'm missing so much. I'm telling you, there's a movement of accepting whatever, but that movement will not get rid of mountains that people's dealing with. That spirit of homosexuality, I am sorry, my friend, it is not of God. But I am telling you tonight, that sinner can love God. Oh, y'all ain't with me right now. Then what do you mean, Brother Maine? I still believe God will deliver homosexuals. And you saying, oh, God will deliver. Oh, Brother Maine's talking about the no-no areas. No, I believe God can deliver the crackhead when the crackhead makes up his mind that I'm tired of dealing with the mountain of drugs. The mountain of despair. I feel so strong in here tonight, a spirit of suicide. I have been fighting it for about the last 10 minutes. Folks, I feel physically sick. Because there's people in this house tonight. We got young gears in this house tonight that they don't even feel like they're worth living for. There's spirit of suicide that's running rampant in the church because we are unwilling to deal with things in the church. And so we'll play with lust until lust is exposed.
That's right.
And then we will get right with God.
Come on. Come on.
We will tamper around with the spirit of homosexuality until that spirit latches onto you. And then you become so alienated unto yourself because you was never willing to deal with the mountain. Oh, how can I say this without saying it tonight? I gotta say it. There's been things that has happened to underage people that has shaped their life to this point right now.
You're right.
Y'all with me? You know what I'm talking about? But I am sorry, my friend, that sexual sin does not have to shape your future.
Are the little ears gone? Are the little ears gone? Yeah.
Let me tell you something, because that sexual sin can be such a mountain that it causes you to turn into being perverse. To where you don't even really mirror God anymore. You say, Brother Maine, but how do we get to that point? Brother Maine, I feel like I'm okay right now. That's it. That's it. If you ever tell anybody, Brother Watson, I'm okay. Whoa. Sis, if I ever have to justify where I am by saying I'm okay,
Come on.
Instead of saying, how can I be healed?
Come on.
How can I be fixed? Because let me tell you something, there is emotional battles going on with good people that look the part, but they never break through in the Holy Ghost. I get worried about them people, sis. What's your name again? Cool, Carmen. I didn't remember your name, I'm sorry. But Carmen, it's the emotional things of life that begin to overshadow everything. Literally everything. Then it convinces you that suicide is okay. I'm hitting it head on. I know I lied to y'all and I said I wasn't going to be long-winded. I've already been long-winded. I know y'all got Mexican food waiting on you, but we're going to have a piñata party here tonight. Because Sister Beth, I have watched people come into the church and their life was completely upside down because of decisions and things that happened that wasn't their fault when they was little. But they've allowed that excuse to be the motivation for who they are now. Woo, Molly would probably run the aisles if she was here tonight with what I'm about to say. If God can take my wife, who her daddy went to prison, and y'all can fill in the blank for the sake of little ears, and now my wife lives for God. Oh, this is too transparent, ain't it? And God can call my wife into the ministry, and God can shape in my wife to be a testimony to other broken ladies because she refused for that mountain to identify who she was going to be. Oh yeah. Because when I get in charge of my life, that's when I can run to God and say, God, I'm done. That's enough. I'm done fooling with things. I'm done playing around. And I stay there, Sister Brittany. Brittany, I stay there. And I watch God change everything around me. And it's a beautiful transition when I make up my mind. The greatest downfall of the apostolic church is by people not being willing to say no.
There you go.
We got young men that are flirting around with that spirit of homosexuality. How am I flirting around with them things? My friend, I don't believe that the making of a man is rough hands. You know what I believe the making of a man is? When a man is willing to stand and say, no, I live for God. I'm not fooling around with that mess. Because young men, you better hear me tonight. We're living in a society where we want everything else but God. That's why we got young ladies that don't even know who they are. We got young men and we got middle-aged people going through a midlife crisis that don't even know who you are anymore because you've never identified how to remove the mountains. You know why? Okay, I'm finished. I'm about to close up. You ready? You know why you've never been able to identify the mountains? Because this scripture's in the Bible. You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not.
Yeah.
God, I want deliverance, but I don't want to do what it takes to get delivered. You're asking, you have not. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Some of your prayers can get you in big trouble. Oh, okay. Y'all ain't G-hawing with me no more. Well, I get Sister Crosswhite, if you feel bodily able, we fit in the clothes. Everybody's looking at me like crazy bumps on pickles tonight. You ask and you receive not. That don't sound like a good God. No, that sounds like a merciful God. That sounds like a God that's looking out for my well-being. You ask and receive not because you ask it amiss. And I feel to preach on it tonight. And Brother Maine ain't being ugly. I love everybody. Good, I love you, Charlie. That's why when you go to God and you start praying for deliverance,
yes,
and all you're doing is, God, 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 God. Sound like a parrot. You ain't even saying anything. We have not. Because we ask it amiss. Got to be direct.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else feels this tonight. Whatever this mountain is right now, my friend, Carmen, whatever this mountain is, it's not meant to destroy you. Sis in the black jacket, the mountains ain't meant to destroy you. I don't know your name tonight. The mountains are meant to be moved. You know what, brother? I'm going to tell you this, and I know. My greatest desire in life, not to be financially successful, okay? I want everybody to hear me right now. But my greatest desire is for that little crazy girl that was running around to not have her relationship based on daddy's relationship. But for me, to say Genesis, you're accountable. Genesis, there are going to be things that you face that daddy can't overcome for you. Young folks, if mama and daddy are trying their best, it's not our job to create mountains that are so big that they can't handle. We got people in this house that your loved ones have walked away, and I have felt this 4 or 5 times. And we feel like they'll never come back. It's a lie from the pit of hell. But when you get this mountain out of your way and you grow again, you grow again. This is the coolest part. This mountain. Sister Rachel, which one of y'all is Rachel? All right, cool. Sister Rachel. I don't know. I forgot your name. What's your name? And Anna. Y'all's family. She's going to fight things you don't fight. But that don't make her less than you are. But when you remove this mountain, I feel the Holy Ghost. Right. I feel mercy trying to reach right now. Be
because there are mountains that you've allowed to be developed that's not your fault. I get stuck by blaming me. After me and Molly were together for a little while, we were married. Her dad got out of the pen, moved to Jefferson. She said, babe, she said, I know you may not want to. She said, but I feel like I need to go see my dad. There's a spirit of abandonment that has hit the church, that people has walked out on you. You feel like it's your fault. That's not the will of God. My wife looked at me. Probably one of the hardest things for a man to endure. My wife looked at me. She said, babe, I feel like I need to go see my dad. I didn't fight my wife. Some of you men need to hear what I'm saying right now. And Brother Maine is not using nobody as a punching bag. Amen, men?
Amen.
Brother Crosswhite, can I say what I feel to say? When my wife recognized that she was ready to heal and ready to deliver, I did not fight my wife. I am not my wife's God. Ladies, when your husband is ready to heal, let him heal. We went and seen her daddy. We got out of the truck. It was at a gas station. It was very brief. She hopped out. He knew I was a preacher. I didn't have a defense up. Because when you want God to truly heal and deliver you of something, you're willing to let God handle it without being so macho for you to handle things wrong. And I feel to talk about this. I know I'm taking, I just need like 2 or 3 more minutes, okay? Hopped out of the truck. My wife was on the other side. And we walked up and Gary was standing there. I've never met him. I've seen pictures, of course. And he walked up and Molly walked up to him and gave him a side hug. Said, hey, Dad. And he lost it. He started crying. I walked up and he went to stick his hand out. When he did, I brought him in. I said, Gary, God loves you more than you know. That was the first thing I ever said to her dad. Gary, God loves you. Did it make everything better instantly? No. Is everything better right now? No. But it's mighty important for us to deal with things internally so we can heal. My wife didn't have to go and do that. But my wife wanted to grow. Everybody under the sound of my voice tonight needs to make up in your mind, this mountain, this is the last night that I'm going to allow it to destroy me. Young men, learn to turn the phones off. Because what is done in secret will come out publicly. Turn the phones off, Charlie. Find a relationship with God. Because when God delivers, Brother Colton, God don't do it halfway. But when God starts delivering, Brother Charlie, you know what one of the hardest things for Tim Main to do when God delivered me? To go to my friends and say, I'm done. People I loved. I said, no more, I'm sorry. You know what God done in turn? If you would stand with me tonight, if you're bodily able. Brittany, you know what God done? I know you may not have been here. The night before I got the Holy Ghost and was baptized, I was snorting cocaine. I was running with some crazy folk, Brittany. But in the time of loneliness, I acquired friends that turned to cancer. Woo! And it grew so big. Okay, my life spiraled out of control. I seen a couple of them. Hey, man, you want to go with us? Nah. No. What's wrong with you? I wasn't bashful about it. I said, guys, I'm going to try to live for God. I had enough once I got a taste of Jesus. But them spirits does not have to be your demise. I want somebody to hear me clearly. If you're playing on your telephones, if you're talking to buddies, if you're doing anything else right now, I want you to stop and I want you to listen to Brother Main. This is in your Bible. You ready? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But God, the valley is a place I don't want to go to. You better listen to Brother Main tonight. I'm reading your Bible. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, this mountain's destroyed me, God. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Watch, watch, watch. God does not make you righteous for your own glory. He makes you righteous because He wants His name on you.
Hallelujah.
For His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, this mountain is not going to kill me. Leaving the things which are behind me, behind, and looking forward.
Yes.
I will fear no evil. I don't care what they're going to say about me. I don't care how bad it hurts, God. I win deliverance tonight. For thou art with me. God, I'm not going to get mad when you spank me. God, I'm not going to get mad when you got to correct me. Because the mountain, it almost destroyed me. But God, here I am. I'm crawling back because that rod. Oh, Shatanabakushai. That rod and that staff come for me. Because the only way to be strengthened is to by rebuilding. What are they going to think about me? What are they going to say about me? Thou preparest a table. Before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. I can't handle all the goodness and restoration. Shh.
surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And then a declaration was made, and I, a sinner man, somebody who failed so far, somebody that knew of restoration, somebody knew that the mountain of lust destroyed it all. The mountain of being a murderer destroyed it all. But I can remember slaying the lion and the bear and Goliath. I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Because my mind's made up. I am no longer dealing with what has destroyed me for too long. Apostolic Lighthouse, you hear warning in the Holy Ghost. I never say this, but I feel it so strong tonight. You hear a prophetic warning in the Holy Ghost right now. God's given a span of mercy right now. Right now. That tonight, without begging God for anything, to find you a place to say, God, tonight, enough. Come on, I'm asking guests in this building to move tonight. Please, please.
You not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to your mountain. Speak with authority, and the mountain must move. You will claim victory. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain.
It's all right.
Speak.
Come on, I want you to pour your heart out. You got to do it individually tonight.
And the mountain must move. You will claim victory. You'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain. Speak with authority. And the mountain must move. You will claim victory. Speak to your mountain. You'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to your mountain. Speak with authority. And the mountain must move. You will claim victory. over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain. Speak with authority. You'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to your mountain. Speak with authority. And the mountain must move.
You will claim
victory. Speak to your mountain.
Won't you speak you to that
will
mountain
not
tonight?
Triumph.
You will not triumph over me.
Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain. Speak with authority. And the mountain must move. You will claim victory. Speak to your mountain. You'll not try. Disappear into the sea. Speak to the mountain. Speak with authority.
And the mountain must move. You will claim victory.
Speak to your mountain. And you'll not triumph over me. Be thou removed from here to yonder. Disappear into the sea.
Speak to the mountain.
Disappear into the sea. Speak to your mountain. Speak with authority. And the mountain must move. You will claim victory. Speak to your mountain.
Triumph over me.
Be thou removed from here to yonder.
Disappear into the sea.
Speak to your mountain.
Speak with authority.
lift your hands and right now speak
not
to your
triumph
mountain.
Over
believe God right
me.
Now. Hallelujah.
Be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
From here to yonder.
Disappear.
Disappear into the sea. Speak
to
your mountain.
Speak
with authority.
Thank you.
mountain. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. But your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me.
Come on, believe the Lord when you pray tonight. Yes.
Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Oh, believe the Lord tonight, yes.
Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Would you lift your hands and thank the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God.
Sometimes
lift your hands and thank the Lord with us. Lord, we thank you for your answers tonight. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your help and deliverance.
Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Yeah.
To get a hold.
Love is so much stronger.
Your love is so much stronger.
So much stronger. Yeah.
Than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain.
Come on, victory belongs to us.
To trust you and sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. To get a hold. mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold.
Come on, thank the Lord tonight, saying yes.
Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. But your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Mountain to trust you at me. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. I speak to you in Jesus' name.
Mountain to get
the
out of your way.
The word of God is alive and true. Be cast out. I am coming. Oh, in Jesus' name, you must obey. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way.
I speak to you in Jesus' name. Mountain, get out of my way. The word of God
is alive and true.
Yes, it is.
He cast out, I'm coming through. In Jesus' name, you must obey. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. I speak to you. In Jesus' name, mountain, get out of my way.
The word of God is alive and true.
Because now I'm coming through.
Well, in Jesus' name, you must obey.
Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. I speak to you
in Jesus' name.
Mountain, get out of my way.
The word of God is alive and true.
Be cast out, I'm coming through. In Jesus' name, you must obey. Mountain, get out of my way.
Won't you tell the mountain to get out of your way?
Mountain, get out of my way.
Speak to you in Jesus' name. Mountain, get out of my way. The word of God is alive and true. Be cast out, I'm coming through.
Jesus' name, you must obey. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way in Jesus' name. Mountain, get out of my way.
Thank the Lord tonight.
I speak to you in Jesus' name. Mountain, get out of my way.
The word of God is alive and true.
Be cast out, I am coming through. In Jesus' name, you you my soul, babe. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. Mountain, get out of my way. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
Oh, Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
Tear your kingdom down.
We're gonna pray
till we tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say,
Satan, your kingdom's coming down. We're gonna pray till we tear your kingdom down. We're gonna pray till we tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Pray till we tear your kingdom down. We're gonna pray till we tear your kingdom down. Oh, I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Pray till we tear your kingdom down. We're gonna pray till we tear your kingdom down. I heard the voice of Jesus say, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Satan, your kingdom's coming down.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise tonight. Oh, you ought to thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost tonight? Lift your hands and thank the Lord for the power of victory and deliverance tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my victory. Thank you for my deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, God. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Maine, for obeying the Holy Ghost tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Mountain is nothing for Jesus. Amen. Amen. But we're the one that has to give it to him. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Feels good to feel Jesus tonight and see victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, he's ready to just keep on having revival. Praise God. Tuesday night, be here Thursday night. Amen. Also, if you've had a birthday this month, January, you're born in January. Amen. January birthday. Brother Charlie, Sister Coon, won't y'all come up? Any other birthdays? Brother Kessler?
C-D-E.
December also, if you had a birthday in December. Look, all these.
No singing from Tim. Tim don't sing well.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. When's Jeff's birthday? Jeff looks so
good. Amen. Let's just honor these tonight. Would you help us sing? Happy birthday to you. A happy birthday. The best year you ever had.
We pray that blessing on you. We pray God's blessings on you. May you feel Jesus here.
Every day of the year we pray God's blessings on you.
We pray God's
blessings on you. And the best year you ever had. Give these birthday people a hand. Amen. Any anniversaries that we missed? You had an anniversary? Uh-oh. Anniversaries. Let's sing happy anniversary. You ready?
Happy anniversary.
Anniversary to you. A happy anniversary to you. May you feel Jesus near.
Every day I'm here.
That's it.
Tonight, Brother Pirtle, would you pray over the food tonight?
God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your help. Thank you for your word tonight. We ask that you would bless the food and the fellowship. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you're in the birthday group, remember you get to go first as well as anniversary. We need a few young men, salt team. Would you ease to the third building and help set up tables first, Sister Courtney said, and chairs. If you could go that way, we appreciate it. Also, Senior Saints Fellowship,